Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Susie Hadid of SusieHadid.com. Susie, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Susie so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Susie is a branding photographer for small businesses in the DC metro area. She excels in finding the superpower in your business and showing that off through photos that make you look stunning, feel authentic, and connect with your target audience. Susie, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more on how you got started. Can you tell us about your CEO story? What led you to get started with your business?
Yeah. So I actually have a 12-year photography as a wedding career as a wedding photographer. And last year there was just it was an upset the fruit basket kind of year for me. And I needed to make some changes. And I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I found that the branding photography was just, I absolutely love telling stories of businesses. And so it was just such a natural transition from the wedding scene over into the branding thing. So that's kind of how I ended up here.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. And was it, so you find, and definitely correct me if I'm wrong, do you find that there's a lot of similarities in the photography of weddings? And I guess maybe that's telling the story in and of itself to also like the businesses and being able to do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the weddings, a lot of our clients that we found, they were overwhelmed when it came to planning a wedding day photography schedule. So we just walked them through that and planned everything out. So that was just, everybody knew what to expect, where, you know, what to show up. And then of course, DC weddings, it's like, oh, you're having the ceremony here, the reception here, you want to take pictures at the mall. So there's all these logistical components. And then you just have like, 7 to 8 major lighting scenario changes every wedding day. So you never quite know what you're getting into. So it's a little bit exciting. That part of it, so telling the story, planning the session, and just being able to adapt to any scenario, those are the components that I really found myself loving about branding photography.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I was going to say, it sounds very exciting if you're into that. Because for me, I'm getting, my heart's starting to beat because I'm like, there's so many things to keep up with. So I know that is definitely not my gift and my thing. But that's why, you know, you always want to have experts at the end of the phone so you can give them a phone call.
Yes. It's not for everyone, but I absolutely love it.
You know, I appreciate that. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. Could we hear a little bit more on like how you work with clients and just some of the things that I guess you shoot in some of the maybe scenarios we may not even know or can frame around branding photography?
Yeah. So branding photography, I feel like is kind of this newer genre that has just hit the photography community definitely. And it's starting to, you know, kind of go out into the world. And so people, a lot of times they'll come to me and say, well, I just need a headshot. And so then I ask them more questions, and what they really want is a headshot, but they also want something that really, like, someone can look at it and see the story of their business right there in that one picture. And so I did a shoot recently for an electrical company, and they needed to update their website, but there's so many, you can get stock images, but everybody knows they're stock images. And so he's like, I really need to show what my company does and how we do it and make that part of our rebranding. And so I walk through like, okay, so what do you do that's different? Do your employees put things on to protect the client's house? So they put booties on before they enter the door. So we get pictures of that. Mm-hmm. And we walk through like what they do that's unique and different. And then how can that be brought into the story and their whole web design. So it's really like in planning down to every shot that we know we have to get before we arrive at the house, because that is so critical. Because once you're in the zone, like, oh, you can always add on things, but everybody needs to know where to show up, what props we need, and all of that stuff. And I'm finding adding in a lot of storytelling objects are really important and critical to being able to just tell that story in an image.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I really appreciate you breaking that down. And maybe because I, you know, I do some web design that I enjoy hearing that part, the planning and all that stuff. That's not definitely not my forte of the event, but it kind of sounds like, you know, you have to be able to kind of forge two different things together, because you have to be able to see kind of like what the story, what the business is, and what they're doing, and then, you know, have the somewhat, I don't know if I want to say constraints, but just have an idea of what they're trying to do from their website and probably other branding that they're doing as well, and kind of bring those two things together and kind of like that split image.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's where when I get on the phone with them, I'm asking, why are you doing this? What is it that you're really trying to do for clients? And I've talked to people and I said, I don't think you're ready for a branding shoot yet. You need to be a little clearer on what you want to do, because nobody can go into it kind of confused, because then you're not going to get the images that you really want out of it. So it's really kind of almost a brand strategy session initially. And then you walk through, okay, what would make money for your business right now? And how can we get those pictures so that you can make more money?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you breaking that down, because I think, you know, so many different times I think, and I, you know, I run to this as well, is where, you know, you have a vision or something that you know that you need branding, photography, you need the headshot, you need whatever that is. But a lot of times for it to really accelerate, for it to be to its best potential and to be exactly what you want, you kind of have to do that work in the beginning, and you have to understand your story, understand what makes you unique and all of those things. And then it manifests itself in the pictures themselves, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you don't know where you are and what you're trying to do, it's really hard to tell that in the pictures. Mm-hmm.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, as we were speaking about, you know, what makes you different, what sets you apart. But I wanted to ask you, for you and your business, what do you feel kind of sets you apart, and what is your secret sauce?
Well, I would say definitely the planning that I do, the intensive planning that I do beforehand, so that when I walk into a shoot, I know we have to absolutely get these 10 images. And then the other secret sauce that I think I bring to the table is I'm always thinking about money. So I'm thinking, how can I help this business owner make more money with the photos that I'm taking? Would this be a photo that could help you in your business? And so when I'm thinking about that, as I'm planning a shoot, it really makes a difference, because you can do a silly picture, and if that's your brand, that you're silly, that's going to make you money. If you're still, you do a silly picture and that is not your brand, that is going to not make you money. So when I'm even like helping the clients choose their photos afterwards, I'm thinking, I'm asking them, how would you use this in your business, and will this help you? And so I really think that part of it, and just bringing that full circle, even with choosing the images, is really something that a lot of people really appreciate, but they don't know they need it until it's done. And then they're like, oh my goodness, this was amazing.
Yes. Well, I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Well, we were actually talking a little bit about this before we started, but just batching, time batching has been the most transformative thing for me. And I, especially because I work from home most of the time and I have two little kids. Mm-hmm. And so I have to be super productive. And I'm finding that if I schedule all my meetings on one day, then I just knock them out. I can get in that mode, get things done. If I do, you know, I do a lot of donations to charity auctions and I have to fill out all the paperwork. If I just do that all in one day, it's just super effective.
So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And that could be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. It could be around branding, photography, or it could be just something you might tell a younger business self.
I was thinking about this a lot, because I think, I mean, there's so many directions that you can go with this, but I really came to this idea that you have to view what you do as a superpower. Mm-hmm. And instead of just looking at it as like, oh, I run a business. Because if you think about a superhero, they have all different powers, right? Someone has the elastic girl and all these other things, right? But they lean into that. And they are there to rescue the world, and they're not doing it halfway. And so when you can view what you're doing as like, I've got something awesome to give to the world, then it just transforms your way of thinking. Like, you don't say, oh, well, I think I kind of do this, and then I kind of do this, and I kind of do this. And that's what I'm finding when I'm talking to people about branding photography, is you have to know what you're doing, and you have to lean into that. And so really kind of just reframing that in your mind of like, oh, I'm a photographer and I have got a superpower of telling business stories. Mm-hmm. And I can do it in a way that someone else can't do it. And I'm gonna rock this. And so mm-hmm. just having that attitude instead of like, well, I like, you know, taking pictures of people. Yeah. It's a whole different way of looking at your business.
Exactly. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Susie, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think being a CEO is being the type of person that people want to support. So whether you have people that are working with you or clients or just someone that you know who maybe doesn't need your services right now, but they're like, this person is really cool and I want to help support that person. And so, you know, the people that I think of like business owners and CEOs that are really like in my mind powerhouses, they're ones that I just want to send people to them, even if I don't need them right now, because they're just awesome people. And so that I would say kind of breaks down like what I feel like being a CEO means.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love that. It's like, I think so many times I've used the word and I've heard or the phrase, you know, raving fans, but that can be in so many different ways. And sometimes when you are really into somebody as far as like their why and what it is that they're doing, you can see that they love they're doing, they're passionate, they're good at it. You can't help but want to support them, want to get around to send people to them, to follow them, to do so many different things to kind of support them in so many different ways. And I think that it is a good sign when we are trying to figure out, you know, our path, try to figure out our superpowers, if we can turn around and see that there are people that are supporting us as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, and when you're in your business and you find those people who are like sending clients your way or just sending people, it's really exciting to see that. And it just validates a lot of what you're doing of like, man, this person really respects me enough to like send their friend to me to get their pictures done. And it just, it adds a whole different layer of like validation and of just encouragement too, because then you know, like you're doing something really cool and you're helping people's lives be better.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, when you put in the quote unquote blood, sweat and tears to be able to get and become an expert and continue to work on your craft, that isn't necessarily taken for granted, because not only are you impacting that person, you're impacting so many more.
Right. And you never know. You never know how many mm-hmm. people that you're impacting. And it's exciting. And it's also, you know, it's a big responsibility to think about that too, because you want to be helpful and you want to be genuine. And when you find those people, they're going to want to be your friends and they're going to want to be supportive of you. So it's a really neat thing to be able to be that business owner and a CEO in this world right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Super exciting time. So definitely appreciate, you know, all the awesome things you're doing. Appreciate your time. And of course, that definition. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about everything awesome you're working on.
Oh, I would, you know, as far as like what else, we've covered a lot right now in the thing. And I feel like the thing that I really love to tell people is that everybody is really awesome, and business ownership and being a CEO, like that is not for the faint of heart. And so we can get discouraged sometimes, but you have something to give, and you have something really remarkable to give. And so when you can keep that in, like, this is part of me and this is what I have to give the world, it can really help you get through some of those hard times that come up. But I really truly believe that is that everyone has something amazing to give the world. And so that would be my last little bit. Mm-hmm. And people can find me, if they can find me on my website is SusieHadid.com, and my Instagram is just Susie Hadid. And those are pretty much my two main places that I hang out.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll definitely have the links and information in the show notes, but definitely thank you so much for, of course, capturing those people that are stepping into their superpowers, but again, reminding us to do that, because I do, like you, you know, think we all have something special to give the world. And I think as business owners, CEOs, entrepreneurs, when we step into that and we're called to do that and we do that to our best selves, then I think that we really make the world a better place and remind people to do the same. So thank you for that reminder, and thank you for doing that in your life as well, too.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been wonderful being on the show. Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Me too, and me too. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.